Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Easier.
I think it'd be hard to find experts who will say that this next phase will be easy, because there are a lot of complicated, very difficult questions right now in terms of disarming Hamas, making sure that that holds. How do you rebuild Gaza? How does that process play out? Who pays for it? And the security situation there as that process is playing out.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Senate voting again today on a measure to end the government shutdown, but party divisions remain over health care benefits. President Trump will posthumously award conservative activist Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom today in a White House ceremony. Kirk was fatally shot last month in Utah. This is ABC News. Results from a new study alerting parents on how social media is affecting their preteens. Details from ABC's Faith Abube.
Researchers finding the more time kids spend on sites like TikTok and Instagram, the lower their scores on reading and memory tests. Even just 1 hour a day on social media was found to have an impact. The study of students ages 9 to 13 found about 1 hour per day on social media led to test scores 1 or 2 points lower. Those spending more time on social media saw a 4 to 5 point drop.
That study found nearly two-thirds of children began using social media before the age of 13. For the first time since the pandemic, gas prices could drop below $3 a gallon. According to Gas Buddy, the average price of gas nationwide now $3.02. That could soon slide below the $3 mark. One reason for the drop, estimates, because gas inventories are higher. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 58 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies, a small chance of light shower or sprinkles later this afternoon with a high of 62. Tonight, areas of light rain with a low of 47. And tomorrow, cloudy and cool, scattered light rain in the morning with a small chance in the afternoon, a high of 58. In Richland Center, we have west to northwest winds at 4 miles per hour, and it's 58 degrees.
There are more choices and more savings with the return of Value Bonanza at Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center, your local New Holland dealer. That's right, Value Bonanza is back. And that means it's time to take advantage of low-rate financing and cash-back offers on the equipment you need most. Right now, you can get a low-rate financing for up to 72 months on select New Holland tractors and conventional hay and forage equipment, or choose cash back on select models. And don't miss out on low-rate financing for 60 months or cash back on subcompact, compact, and Workmaster tractors. More choices, more savings. It's all happening now during Value Bonanza, only at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. But hurry, these special offers end December 31st, 2025. Stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson's Tractor, where value meets performance.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is this Saturday. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU's shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 58 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Richland County death results in criminal charges. Sheriff Clay Porter reports that a criminal complaint has been issued against Judd Allen Frazier, 56 of Muscadet, for the criminal charges of felony murder and felon in possession of a firearm as a result of an ongoing death investigation of an adult male from rural Richland County. On September 29th, deputies with the Richland County Sheriff's Office responded to a medical call in rural Richland County and located an adult male who was deceased at the scene. An investigation was immediately started into the circumstances surrounding the death. Through the course of the investigation, deputies learned of a physical altercation that occurred on September 26th involving the deceased victim. Information gathered from the scene and subsequent investigative efforts led to the criminal charges. Judd Frazier was taken into custody for a Wisconsin Department of Corrections warrant by the Bosque Belle Police Department on October 1st and continues to be confined at the Richland County Sheriff's Office jail. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted with the investigation by Muscadet EMS, Richland County Special Response Team, Richland Center Police Department, Richland County Coroner's Office, Richland Center Fire Department, Richland County District Attorney's Office, Bosque Belle Police Department, and the Dane County Medical Examiner's Office. A Baraboo man has pleaded guilty to vehicular homicide under the use of a controlled substance. Taurine M. Johnson Putman, 32 of Baraboo, was arrested following the death of Kristen M. Harding, 61 of Baraboo. Harding was riding a bicycle on Levy Road near North Hine Road October 8, 2024, and was hit by an SUV. The SUV did not stop. Johnson Putman was arrested for the hit and run later that night in Columbia County. Taurine Johnson Putman pled guilty to the one charge. Three other charges will be read in. They are hit and run involving death, homicide by negligent operation of the vehicle, and knowingly operating while suspended causing death. Bond has been revoked pending sentencing. A sentencing hearing has been scheduled for January 23rd. Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new legislative package aimed at protecting natural resources. Sholly Pittman reports.
The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about 2 decades before being repealed in 2017. I'm Shelley Pittman for Civic Media News.
A bill being considered at the Capitol would bar health insurance companies from requiring providers to accept virtual credit card payments. Chiropractor and state representative Clint Moses of Menominee is the bill's author. At a recent public hearing, he said this payment method has a pitfall for providers, sticking them with a fee that they end up having to absorb and basically pass on to other patients. Patrick Teep, a dentist and legislative advocacy chair of the Wisconsin Dental Association, compared virtual credit card payment requirements to deductions on your paycheck that you didn't authorize. He said the payment method is not only not transparent, but is not fair business practice. The bill wouldn't prohibit healthcare providers from accepting virtual credit card payments, but insurance companies would have to make any extra associated cost clear in contracts with providers. Legislation from both parties are targeting ticket scalpers in Wisconsin. The Democratic bill, named the Swifty Act, would ban the use of artificial intelligence bots to artificially hoard tickets before fans would be able to buy them. Under the Republican bill, individuals could still purchase and resell tickets, but there would be a $1,000 fine for ticket companies that violate the rules. Ticket retailers or event operators would also have to forfeit profits earned from any tickets sold. In March, President Donald Trump issued an executive order that orders the Federal Trade Commission to enforce fair ticketing practices. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 8.6 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.68 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 21.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 35 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.43 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.99 a gallon, a difference of $1.56 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 6.4 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon. The national average is down 13.7 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 14.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 3.5 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.63 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, "Americans appear to be on the cusp of seeing the national average drop below $3 per gallon for the first time in years, as prices have fallen across the vast majority of the country." He added, "With well over 40 states seeing gas prices decline and oil plunging below $60 per barrel to end the week, the good news may not end if and when the national average hits that magical $2.99 mark. We could even see a handful of stations in places like Oklahoma, Texas, or even Wisconsin drop below $2 per gallon in the weeks ahead, something not seen since the pandemic. In addition, with wages up and gas prices down, Americans are spending the smallest share of their paycheck on gasoline in many years." The president of the Wisconsin Senate will be running for her seat again. 12th District Republican Mary Falskowski says she is not going to run for governor or seek any higher office, adding she came to the decision after months of discussions with her husband and prayerful consideration. The Tomahawk native has represented the Northwoods in Madison for more than 10 years and had been seen as a possible Republican candidate for governor, a field that already includes Congressman Tom Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. The partisan primary is next August. Expect noisy skies across Dane County this week as the Air National Guard does training. The 115th Fighter Wing at Truax Field will be running exercises after sunset today through Thursday. The Guard usually runs exercises during the day but must conduct night practice on occasion to keep pilots trained. Pilots will try to follow paths in and out of the airfield that will minimize the noise from the F-35 jets on base. The battle for Western Wisconsin's House seat is already heating up. Democrat Rebecca Cook is reporting that she raised almost $1 million in the latest quarter. Cook, who narrowly lost to Republican Derek Van Orden last cycle, says her campaign takes no money from corporate PACs. Official fundraising totals for both candidates are coming in this week. A state education board has some new names. Governor Evers has made three appointments to the Wisconsin Technical College System Board. Francis Huntley Cooper joins with years of experience in public service and education, including making history as Wisconsin's first elected African-American mayor. Dr. Michael Rosen is a retired economics professor and longtime union leader. Eli Guthrie is a current business student at Chippewa Valley Technical College, and he rounds out the group. The governor says the variety of backgrounds is key to serving Wisconsin's workforce and technical college students. A bill circulating at the state capitol would lift the cap on compensation for those who are wrongfully incarcerated. The annual compensation would increase from $5,000 to $50,000 and place that overall cap at $1 million. The current cap is $25,000. The measure does have bipartisan support, and according to the bill's sponsors, the state hasn't increased the cap since 1980. The bill would also create a release plan for those exonerated by giving them access to health care, sealing their records, and providing an immediate amount of compensation upon release. In 1913, Wisconsin became the first state in the country to compensate people wrongfully convicted of a crime. Electric and natural gas customers who need assistance need to do so before the end of the month. If you have outstanding electric and gas utility bills, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging you to make payment arrangements with your provider or apply for financial assistance before the annual winter heating disconnection moratorium begins November 1st. Under state law, utilities can't disconnect essential services to residents during the moratorium. If you are currently disconnected, you'll need to make arrangements to restore service because utilities aren't required to reconnect service until payment arrangements are made. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are sharing cybersecurity tips to promote Cybersecurity Awareness Month. State officials recommend you use strong passwords and create different passwords for different accounts. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding migratory bird hunters the importance of preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species. During the fall hunting seasons, steps can be taken to protect the wetlands and waterways that support hunting traditions. Inspect all gear and remove all plants, animals, and mud. Drain all water from equipment and never move live fish or plants from one body of water to another. You can find more info at dnr.wisconsin.gov. A domestic disturbance ended in an arrest. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a domestic disturbance occurring on North 7th Street in the village of Avoca. Avoca Police Department and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. As a result, Randall T. Prestwood, 60 of Avoca, was arrested on the charge of disorderly conduct. Prestwood was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was later released on bond. A strange fraud case for Wisconsin Consumer Protection. Administrator Michelle Reinen says a recent victim rented a property from someone who wasn't the owner and didn't realize it until a leak flooded the building. The tenant began researching the property and found other contact information for their landlord and discovered it was listed really as a short-term vacation rental on Airbnb. Neither the victim nor the property owner were able to recoup the damages from the flood or the fraud. Ryan reminds you to research any property you're considering renting, including seeing if it's a real place and if the person offering a lease is the owner. It's 57 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Stay cybersecurity smart. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
It's 58 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. It is a good time to brush up on cybersecurity practices to help protect personal information. It is also a good time to clean up and organize digital files, as well as add cybersecurity routines like backing up data. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Important digital files like work, photos, personal documents, and receipts should be backed up on an external storage device or with a cloud storage device, because this protects these files in case the original device fails or if it's compromised by malware. So create a regular backup routine for extra security. Figure out what works best for you. Is it every day, once a week, once a month, every time you take X amount of photos on your other device? But find the routine that works best for you in securing your information.
To help keep your personal information safe, it is recommended to delete sensitive data.
We need to regularly review those saved files so we can identify unneeded sensitive documents. For example, old tax paperwork that we may have electronically. It's not staring us in the face as the same as it would if it's in a file cabinet. And then when you get rid of it, you need to be sure you're fully deleting them from the device. And that even means your backup storage. Don't just delete it from your baseline device. You need to be sure if that sensitive files were ever backed up, that they're also removed from that backup device so you don't allow inappropriate access to that information.
Michelle Reinen urges to avoid sending sensitive data.
Please do not do that. Even if it is sent to a trusted source like a friend or family member, sensitive data like your personally identifiable information, social security number, bank accounts, dates of birth, and other account passwords should never be sent by email, text message, or direct message. You want to be sure that whenever you are allowing that information out of your hands, you're doing so in a very secure manner that may be face-to-face contact or using encryption or directly to a secure portal, but don't just use that email, text, or direct message methodology.
Another good cybersecurity routine is being careful with physical storage.
Be cautious. precious using USB thumb drives. They're really convenient for sharing files, but they can also spread viruses and malware. So you can easily lose them as well. So if you have sensitive data on that, you want to make sure that it's securely stored on that device if you're transporting it, because it could end up out of your bag or out of your hand and someone else could gain access to it. And in turn, if you see a device or receive one through a contest, promotion, or free, be cautious when plugging that directly into the computer, because unless you know where it's been and who's had access to it, where it's come from, you could be loading something onto your device that will give it a virus or malware. You need to be very cautious with those small little thumb drives.
If your personal information has been stolen, or if you are a victim of a scam, you can contact NCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The annual Harvest Dinner and Auction to support Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be held Saturday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. There will be many great items to bid on. Bruce Pitsley is with Boscobel Mobile Pack and an organizer of the event.
In the past, we've had everything from apples to baby goats donated and everything in between. This year, we have a lot of quality handcrafted wood items already. We've got some beautiful quilts that have been donated, some meat bundles, firewood, and the past 2 years we've had an anonymous donor donate over 70 brand new items, and she's going to do that again this year. Some of those items are small electronics, vacuum cleaners, air fryers, air grills, solar phone chargers, beauty care products. There's so many items that there's too many to mention, so we're looking forward to seeing those items show up again, and it'll be a great night.
Money raised from the event will go to a worthy cause.
We have a meal. We're only asking $10 donation for the meal. And part of our fundraiser is the meal, and it's generated for feeding starving children around the world. Feed My Starving Children is a Christian nonprofit whose goal is to eradicate starvation and hunger throughout the world, specifically in children. They have permanent packing sites in Illinois, Minnesota, Texas, and Arizona, where volunteers can register for a two-hour shift, and during that shift, they'll assemble meal ingredients into scientifically formulated meal packets called Mana Packs. They also take that same model on the road to mobile packs, just like the one we have in Boscobel. As of now, there are over 260 mobile packs around the country, and the upcoming one in April of 2026 will be our 14th annual in Boscobel.
Bruce Pitsley says that along with the meal, there will be various activities at the fundraiser.
This year, our meal will be smoked pulled pork sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, and beans, and we are having dessert also. We also have silent auction, live auction, and we're also doing card raffles. We're going to have two card raffle items. One of them is a really nice Blackstone griddle with a cover, and we'll be selling chances for that, $10 per card. And we'll sell a deck of cards that way. And we'll have another item also, which is yet to be determined. And those items are being anonymously donated also.
Auction preview and social time will begin at 5. The dinner will be served at 6, and the live auction will begin at 7. If you are interested in making a donation, quality items can be dropped off at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet from 4 to 8 on either Thursday or Friday. Baked goods are also welcome. For more information about the Boscobel Mobile Pack, contact Bruce Pitsley at 608-485-2678 or Catherine Pitsley at 608-485-2554. On May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard launched into space, becoming the first American to go there. In a one-room rural schoolhouse near Viroqua, there was an 8-year-old second grader, Mark Lee, watching the event on a black-and-white TV with a coat hanger connected on top for better reception. That is the day Mark decided he was going to be an astronaut. Over the next several years, Mark followed the space program, and in particular, the career of Deke Slayton, who had grown up just 35 miles from Viroqua in Sparta. As time went on, Mark learned about the backgrounds of these original astronauts and the other astronauts selected in the 1960s. In high school, Mark became aware of and applied to the Air Force Academy. He received an appointment through Congressman Vernon Thompson and headed off to Colorado Springs, Colorado in June of 1970. At the Academy, Mark majored in civil engineering and after graduation went to Laughlin Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas. As one of the top graduates, he proceeded on to fighter lead-in training at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico and then F-4 upgrade training at Luke Air Force Base in Phoenix, Arizona. Mark demonstrated great proficiency in weapons delivery and earned the Barry Goldwater Award as the top gun. Next, it was off to Kadena Air Base in Okinawa, Japan. While there, to enhance his resume for astronaut selection, he applied to graduate school at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He was admitted to the College of Mechanical Engineering, studying graphite epoxy composite materials, and earned a master's degree in 1980. In early 1984, NASA announced they were going to select another group of astronauts. Mark applied and was one of 17 selected out of 5,000 applicants. After 1 year of astronaut candidate training, the class of 1984 was eligible for flight assignments. Mark was the first in his class to receive a space flight assignment. However, the Challenger accident in January 1986 curtailed all future flights. Once flights resumed, Mark flew on STS-30 in May 1989. The crew deployed the planetary probe Magellan, which was responsible for mapping over 95% of the surface of Venus. Magellan was the first planetary probe deployed from a shuttle and has been one of NASA's most successful scientific missions. Mark's second mission was aboard Endeavour in 1992. For this mission, he was the payload commander, assigning him overall crew responsibility for planning, integration, and on-orbit coordination of payload and space shuttle activities. Mark's third mission aboard Discovery launched in 1994, with him serving as a mission specialist. This mission involved the first untethered extravehicular activity in 10 years using the simplified aid for EVA rescue. For his development work in on-orbit flight test, Mark was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. On Mark's fourth space flight, he again served as payload commander aboard Discovery in 1997. On his four missions, Mark Lee traveled over 13 million miles, circled the world 517 times, and logged 25 EVA hours during 33 days in orbit. During his Air Force and NASA career, he has flown a total of 4,500 hours. For all his achievements in the Air Force and NASA, Mark was awarded many medals and citations. Astronaut Mark Lee from Viroqua will be inducted into the Wisconsin Aviation Hall of Fame on Saturday at the EAA Museum in Oshkosh. It's 58 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. Or at swtc.edu.
It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, October 14th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry Kohlmeyer is survived by his wife of 64 years, Joyce, two daughters, Joy and Brad Bird of Avoca, and Jill Harris of Muscadet, stepson Mark Recob of California, six grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85, died Thursday at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, October 21st at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Tuesday, October 21st, from 1 until the time of service at 2. Delbert Coleman is survived by his sisters, Tressa and Bill Ward of Richland Center, and Alice Kasupiski of New Hampton, Iowa. Many nieces and nephews. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River, died October 9th at Schmidt Woodland Hills after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 1st at 4 at the Dousman House in Prairie du Chien. You are invited to bring photos or mementos of Suzanne to share. Suzanne Stelt is survived by three sons, Lucas and Nicole Stelt, Jeff Stelt, and Chad and Brooke Stelt, a daughter, Tracy and Jesse Troxel, nine grandchildren, two sisters, Mary and Nancy, brothers-in-law, Howie and Audrey Stelt, and John and Suzanne Stelt, sister-in-law, Lisa and Johnny A.G., and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Suzanne J. Stelt, 75, of Blue River.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center, for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
A number of people are celebrating a special day today. Anniversary wishes go out to Paul and Lou Kretz, Brian and Jenna Lee Moore, Darren and Elizabeth Mott, Bill and Gretchen Richards, Todd and Monica Ernesty, Dennis and Connie Tracy, Steve and Sarah Butler, Kyle and Elizabeth Hemmersbach, Nate and Mary McCauley, Greg and Laura Miller, Tony and Amber Long, and Dylan and Sydney Pulvermacher. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, definitely feeling fall-like across the region today with more cloud cover and cooler air coming in. We're even seeing some pockets of light rain, especially in western Iowa, throughout much of Minnesota, and then through west central to north central Wisconsin. Some scattered light rain as well. This band of moisture should gradually settle into our area this evening and tonight. Could see up to a couple tenths of an inch in spots through tomorrow morning, and a few showers could linger throughout the day in southwest Wisconsin tomorrow. Then we head into Thursday and Friday. Warmer air will start to move back in with gusty south winds ahead of a strong low pressure system tracking from the Rockies right up towards southern Canada by the weekend. This could bring us a few more showers and thunderstorms Friday into Friday night. Just some isolated leftover light showers over the weekend. It'll turn cooler as well. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy. Small chance of a light shower or sprinkle later this afternoon with a high at 62. East-northeast wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, some areas of light rain, low at 47. And tomorrow, cloudy and cool with scattered light rain in the morning. A small chance for the afternoon with highs in the upper 50s. Wednesday night, a few showers, low 47. Thursday, more clouds and sunshine, a touch warmer. Spotty showers are still possible, high at 64. As we head into Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, breezy and warmer. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected. Low in the mid-50s, high in the mid-70s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy and somewhat cooler. Early morning showers are possible. Low in the mid-50s with a high of 67. On Sunday, variably cloudy. It'll be seasonably cool. Maybe some afternoon sprinkles. Low near 43, high 58. And next Monday, partly cloudy with a high at 57. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 59 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 74, our low this morning was 38. Our high so far today, 60. The record high for this date set in 1989 is 83. The record low, 25, was set in 2002. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 39. Sunset tonight will be at 6:20 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:15. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.27 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 58 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The dairy industry wants you to find out if you are dumber than a European. Up next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Food and Drug Administration allows plant-based beverage makers to use dairy terms on their products, even though it violates FDA rules. Frustrated with that, U.S. dairy folks came up with an online quiz called Are You Dumber Than a European? Alan Bierga is with the National Milk Producers Federation.
I'm married to a European, and we go to Europe like once a year and visit the in-laws. And whenever I go to a grocery store in Europe, I always check out where the plant-based beverages are because they're not treated the way they're treated in the U.S. They're put often in the health food section, but they're just not considered milk. And the reason for that is because the European Union has very strict rules that they do enforce about what milk is and what it isn't.
Bierga says European plant-based beverage labeling is more transparent to consumers.
One of the arguments we hear made is, well, we have to call it milk because if it isn't called milk, people won't know what it is or what to use it for. And that made me think, I go to Europe every year and I see these beverages in the stores and people do buy them and they seem to know what to use them for. Are we all dumber than Europeans? And hence was born the quiz.
Take the quiz at nmpf.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
One in four farmers might lose their insurance if the Affordable Care Act credits expire. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. For profit potential and pest protection, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn packs a punch. Plant PowerCore Enlist Corn and have your best year with Pioneer. First, an ag economist with University of Missouri Extension says soybeans are still likely on the table when the U.S. and China meet at the end of October, but probably not as high on the list. Ben Brown tells Brownfield.
This go around, I think it's going to center on critical minerals and magnets. That's what led to the escalation last week.
He says the U.S. and China are likely a long way from reaching a comprehensive, long-lasting trade agreement, though smaller agreements are possible. An Illinois congressman says the health care credits at the heart of the ongoing federal government shutdown are vital to farmers. Congressman Rajah Krishnamoorthy tells Brownfield.
One of the things that's about to happen is Obamacare tax credits are about to expire for millions of people, including 5 million who lose health insurance, one in four farmers. And so we are trying to extend that.
He says both parties need to come together to find a solution to protect health care coverage for those who need it most and reopen the government. A group representing farmers, processors, and other businesses is pushing for reforms to allow reliable and highly skilled workers to stay on the job in the U.S. James O'Neill is the Director of Legislative Affairs and Agriculture for the American Business Immigration Coalition. He says the Secure America's Workforce campaign is trying to show federal officials that farmers, processors, and others need these skilled, reliable workers.
We need solutions that both protect and retain the workforce that we have in American agriculture, filling essential roles, and that also revise our visa systems.
O'Neill says enforcement raids are causing disruptions in the farm workforce, and his members are concerned about losing good employees in an ICE raid. The CEO of RCAF USA says strong antitrust enforcement is needed from President Trump to help restore competition in the livestock markets. Bill Bullard says the organization recently joined a letter to the president regarding the issue.
Unfortunately, we have not properly enforced our antitrust laws for decades. And the Trump administration had made indications that they were going to be tough on antitrust. And so this letter was encouraging President Trump to stay the course.
Bullard says the letter emphasizes that competition policy is not about punishing success, but about ensuring open markets where businesses compete on merit. Brazil's equivalent of the USDA is projecting bigger soybean production. CONAB has Brazil's new crop at 177.6 million tons. That would be up 3.6%. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
A season is full of numbers. 21 days scouting fields. 168 hours in the cab. 540 cups of coffee consumed. At Golden Harvest, we know your most important number doesn't just happen. Every result is built by putting in the work and making the right calls with a partner who knows your acres. See how it all adds up beyond the bushels at goldenharvestseeds.com/harvest.
Burnham Lumber of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 70 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural buildings, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers. Order any Mirafont hog waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $65 to $125 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet again. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Show lists are slightly lower in Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas, and lower in Kansas. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $5 to $20 higher. Feeder heifers were $10 to $30 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand. Bidding was active both in-house and online. Receipts were up on the week and the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 647 pounds, brought $405 to $440. Feeder steers, 802 to 847 pounds, brought $372 to $393. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 602 to 647 pounds, brought $365 to $400. $5. Boxed beef was higher at midday on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up 70 cents at $364.61. Select is 67 cents higher at $350.42. Cash hog prices at the major direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Processors haven't been incredibly aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. While the market is largely focused on demand, the lack of data being released because of the ongoing partial shutdown of the government has created some challenges as the trade looks for direction. Domestic demand is likely still finding some support as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $97.31. It's $97.33 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and the average for the Western Corn Belt is $97.39. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $70. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $57 to $69. Barrels and gilts were $3 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $60 to $70. And pork values were higher at midday, up 32 cents at $103.91. Bellies and ribs were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
In agriculture, content is king, especially when it comes from a source you trust. Brownfield Ag News delivers timely, accurate information to America's farmers. Our team of award-winning farm broadcasters brings you the stories that matter, local, regional, national, and even global. That's why Brownfield is a household name across farm country, on the radio, online, and across social media. Thank you for trusting Brownfield. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Billy is your typical farmer.
I am.
But he's hiding a secret.
No, I'm not.
He's scared of white mold.
Yeah, so?
But he doesn't have to be with Zarina Fungicide.
Where's that voice coming from?
Zarina Fungicide helps provide early proactive control of white mold and other yield-limiting diseases on soybeans, dry beans, and canola. So Billy's yield potential is protected, and he can focus on other problems.
Can you get me a girlfriend, too?
Sorry, Billy. But remember, always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales halted up given events. Large squares topped at $185 a ton and large rounds at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. White 285 tractor, Farm All H with loader, IH560, trucks, cars, motorcycles, tools, and much more. Online only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. soft close. Potosi online only auction includes John Deere 3010 vehicles, tools, and more ending October 22nd at 6 p.m. soft close. For more info, go to www.timpsychoxrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoon. Have a great day.
Soybeans and hogs are lower. Corn is mixed. Cattle are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are down today. CONAB's projecting higher production in Brazil, along with an increase in exports due to U.S. tensions with China. Parts of the United States could see some minor near-term harvest delays. November beans are down 2 at 10.05 and 3 quarters. January's 1.5 lower at 10.23 and 3 quarters. December bean meal is 30 cents lower at 273.90 and well above the session lows. December soybean oil's down 5 points still, though, at 50.55. Corn is mixed. It's consolidating, monitoring the U.S. harvest pace and planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. CONAB sees a year-to-year decline in total corn production for Brazil, but does expect higher exports. December's up 1.75 at 412.5. March is 1.75 higher at 429. And wheat's up on short covering and technical buying. It's oversold, but any sustained upside could be limited by the rise in supplies for several competing exporters. While rain has delayed the U.S. harvest in some areas, the soil moisture is mostly welcome. December Chicago's up 3.5 at $5.25. December Kansas City 6.5 higher at 487.75. December Minneapolis wheat's up 2.5 at 554. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of widespread direct business. Feeders are in the lead on the tight supply-ready numbers. Asking prices are starting to surface at $240-plus live. December live's up $1.97 at $246.72. February's $147 higher at $248.67. November feeders are up $5.15 at $381.85. And hogs are down on profit-taking in the recent lower trend in pork. December lean's $1.87 lower at $82.97. February's down $1.67 at $85.30. Brownfield.
What does it mean to be a Dairyland seed difference maker? For our corn seed, it means having the industry's most advanced technology and traits to deliver exactly what Midwestern farmers need, like the next-gen rootworm protection that comes with high-performance Vorseed technology, like the ultimate above-ground pest control you'll find in proven PowerCore technology. And just like all the other powerful features of our full lineup of performance corn products designed for your soils and conditions. Find your Dairyland Seed Corn Difference Maker at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titleton Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titleton Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
With the uncertainty in crop prices right now, let Cal Seeds and Golden Harvest take some worry away during this harvest season. From now until Friday, capture max discounts and 0% interest financing for your 2026 seed needs. The best part? You don't have to have an order put in until November 14th. Just by signing up for your Golden Advantage, you capture the max discounts and 0% financing. That's 0% until December 2026. It only takes 5 minutes to sign up. Call Kelsey Faber at 608-415-0765. Have a safe and bountiful harvest.
The Wild History of Fermentation. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Fermentation has a rich history that goes back thousands of years. It's also part of nearly every culture on Earth. Sandor Katz is an expert in fermentation.
From a gardening perspective, from an agricultural perspective, you have these moments of overabundance. And so, you know, fermentation is a huge part of how people in different parts of the world have preserved, the harvest from these moments of great abundance to get people through the periods of relative scarcity.
He tells Brownfield the benefits of fermentation go beyond food and nutrient preservation.
It makes foods more digestible. So, you know, take something like wheat, which so many people have a hard time digesting. Fermentation breaks it down, makes it much more digestible. And in fact, even the gluten that so many people have a hard time with bread, with wheat, gets broken down by a bacterial fermentation. So there's less gluten in a bread that we would call a sourdough bread, which is really just natural leavening. I mean, all the bread before the 20th century was made using techniques of natural leavening because there's yeast and lactic bacteria on the grains.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers will attempt to pass a stopgap measure today aimed at ending the government shutdown, now 2 weeks long, but it's not expected to pass. Meantime, TSA workers in Atlanta are getting some